Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. I'm glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. You are listening to Season 1, Episode 18 of Let's Talk Hemp in the 422. I'm your co-host, Morris Beagle, hanging out with my partner in hemp spirit, Rick Trojan. And here at the 422, every day is Earth Day. Today's episode is our Kaya Fest episode, and it is posting late here on Thursday, April 26th. My apologies as I'm on the road, scampering up and down the Southern California coast, and trying to put together the podcast the last few weeks has been a little bit challenging. Like I've mentioned before, producing a podcast is more difficult and time-consuming than I had originally thought it would be. But it's all good. I'm having fun, Rick is having fun, and we've got some positive feedback. If you would like to provide feedback or questions or anything else, please drop us a note at the422@letstalkhemp.com. Let me get Rick on the phone, and we'll get this episode rolling. All right, let's get Rick on the phone here. What's happening, bud?
What's happening, brother? How are you?
Doing good. Hanging out in Newport Beach, trying to get everything dialed in here. It's been a little bit chaotic trying to put together this podcast in the last couple of weeks, as you know, traveling around.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've been doing so much incredible stuff. It's just there's so many people to interview, and it's just there's a lot happening, but it's all good stuff. And here's what's crazy. We're at, you know, Cannabis Village last weekend at Earth, you know, Earth Day, the largest Earth Day in the country here in San Diego. And I was walking around and this woman's like, oh my gosh, it was so beautiful and such a great day. And she's like, I can't wait to come back here. And I go, what? And she's like, oh, I can't wait to come back. And I'm like, you're here right now. Like, what are you coming back to? Like, why don't you just enjoy while you're being here in the village? And I didn't really understand. I didn't really grasp the concept of, I can't wait to come back. Like, you're already here. It was crazy.
Maybe she just wants to be there the whole time.
Well, I think she should just be there to start, right? Maybe she should be here to start, like, now, and then also come back later. I don't really know what that means, like, just be here. I don't know, just be in the moment. But at any rate, caught me off of my rocker. But we did have some amazing people there, right? Chris Conrad, Dion, you know, Summer Star. Some of these folks have actually been in, some of our friends have actually been in The Simpsons. They have actually have characters made in The Simpsons. Which I think is super cool. That begs the question, what character would Morris Beagle be on The Simpsons? Like, what kind of a character would you want to have if they could draw your character?
Well, like a current character that could be me, that maybe could be modified?
Either that or, like, you could have your own, I mean, you have your own character. So either a current character that'd modify, or what would it be? Like,
actually, I would say I would probably become, like, Reverend Timothy Lovejoy. And become a born-again, Pastafarian, Dudist, cannabis evangelist and traveling event producer and revivalist. That's what I would do. I would spread the good word, the message that every day is Earth Day, you know, and to the golden rule, don't be a dick.
And what is it? It's that is pretty much the only, that's like the really the rule, like just don't be a dick. You know what I mean?
Don't be a dick. So yeah, if I was a Simpsons character, I would be born-again Timothy Lovejoy. The Reverend.
All right, I like it.
What would you be?
I had an idea, but now that you want to be that, I would be like the yin to that yang. So I'd be like Dr. Rockefeller J. Oilstream, and I would just be like this big wig rich asshole that just poisoned things and was just destructive and like bad for humanity and bad for the earth. Kind of like those people that were like yelling all sorts of obscenities at Earth Day, like that team of like crazy ass jerks that was yelling all sorts of religious stuff at people.
Well, don't we already have that character on? But don't we already have that character on The Simpsons with Mr. Burns? Isn't he like the evil oil baron, the toxic factory owner guy?
Yeah, I guess he's like the nuclear guy. But like, I would be like the dude that just puts oil like in everything. So, like, I would just put, like, a drop of oil, like, on the plants, and I'd just, like, be killing everything. Like, he's just nuclear, so that's toxic also. But, like, oil, petroleum is way more toxic and way more ubiquitous. So I'd just be, like, in everything, messing things up. I'd put, like, epoxy and, like, a natural resin, and it would just be, like, the exact opposite of what we do for a living. I would do that guy. Mm-hmm. That would be the character I'd want.
Okay, well, then my whole goal would be to work with you and try to convert you, because I'm all
and
about
my health. Whole. Yes, and my whole goal would be to just destroy you.
Yeah. Well, love wins over hate.
I'd be like our government versus cannabis. You would be the beautiful plant cannabis, and I would be the jerk government that is the jerk government.
Well, we're not in The Simpsons, so we're real life.
Thank God.
And we're going to be doing Kaya Fest here in the next couple of days.
Yes, we are in real life, and we are not diametrically opposed. We are fighting, we are rowing the boat in the same direction, and we are in the same direction that other people have rowed it before us, and other people will row it after us. So we're all for Mother Earth, and we all are for good. So thankfully, The Simpsons is made up, so we can move forward with real life and real work, which we're doing.
Oh, I was just going to say we can continue to encourage people to bend the knee to Mother Earth.
Okay.
Bend the knee.
I love it. I love it, as we should and as we do. But speaking of Cannabis Village, before we get into Kaya, what was your favorite part of Earth Day, now that we're done with it and you've had a couple of days to debrief?
I thought there was a really good assortment of vendors. I thought Dion did a good job of bringing together the cannabis community in Southern California and outside of Southern California, because a lot of people came in from outside of the state and upstate, or I guess Northern California and stuff. I thought the stage was good. There was really good speakers, like you said, Chris Conrad. Chris Boucher should also be mentioned. That guy's been pioneering it for decades here, and also planted 60 acres of hemp here in the Imperial Valley a couple weeks ago during NoCo weekend, which basically prevented him from coming out and participating at NoCo. He felt the need to do what he's been passionate about doing, and that's planting hemp in California, which he did in 1993 or 94, and then didn't get to harvest that. The DEA basically made them destroy it before they could harvest it. So on that same plot of land, they just planted 60 acres, and it was good to hear Chris talk about that and just to talk to Chris, because that guy's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to this plant.
Yeah, I mean, all those old school guys and women are amazing. I mean, it's just from Barbara to even now Summer, but I mean, it's really cool to share that. I think that was my, I guess the moment that was the most surreal to me was I'm sitting on the back of the bus. I think we talked about this, but I'm sitting there and I got Chris Conrad and Mickey, Ed Rosenthal, Jane Rafal from Poland. We got Dan Hare. We got Summer Star, Doug Fine. And we're just sitting on the bus and I'm like, and Coach Freddie, and I'm like, I'm just a kid that bought a bus like 4 years ago and trying to like talk to the presidential candidates and thought I was just going to, you know, change everything in a couple months. And now, what, 4 years later, I have all these just super badass, Dion was on the bus as well, just super badass dudes that have been doing this for 30 or 40 years. And they're just, they're on my bus. And it was just a super cool, surreal moment to just be like, wow, we're really making a movement. This movement's been going on forever. And we're part of something so big and so much bigger than us. It was just super cool. And it was super cool to share that moment with those guys.
Yeah, that certainly sounds, I wasn't on the bus at that time, but I get what you're saying. There's a lot of great old school hempsters out there, and we're kind of the new school, and old school meets new school, and there's a lot of synergy between all the camps, I think, because it's like finally stuff is happening. These guys have been working at it for so long, and now there's some momentum going on, and we're a big part of that, and there's hundreds, thousands of people that are a big part of that. And it's nice to see this unifying energy where the face of cannabis and the face of hemp isn't any particular individual. It's really the collective of everybody stepping up and fighting for the same thing and honoring the plant.
Yeah, it's super cool. And I mean, there was enough room on the bus. At that point, the bus was full. It's just a small, short bus. So we'll have to get a bigger bus so that way the rest of the crew can come on and everyone else can be on. But it was super cool, and it was a great, great event. So yes, Kaya is coming up tomorrow, which is going to be awesome. We are going to do is it a 422 thing, or what is it? I mean, we're doing the education before recreation, but is that officially a 422 event or no?
No. So from noon to 5, it's at the Doubletree in San Bernardino, education before recreation. The NoCo is participating with the education component of it, and Preston Whitfield, who will get on the phone here shortly to discuss it a little bit more. He helped the family put together all the speakers, and we've got a panel, which was, it's kind of a 422 driven panel with me and you, Doug Fine and Dan Hare. It's a unity panel, which we'll see how that all plays out, but I think it's going to be fun with all of us on stage together. And, you know, Preston will probably be part of that too, because he's like the moderator for the entire event. And, you know, we can just talk about where we all come from our experience with the plant and how we've kind of coalesced here the last 3 or 4 years and come together. And I think, again, we've got a pretty unified front as to what we're trying to accomplish with this plant and with the planet as a whole, beyond just cannabis, as far as, you know, honoring Mother Earth and just being a bit more conscious about what we can do every day to just have a little bit more positive impact, you know, whether that's saying, no, I don't need a straw with that water, or
using glass instead of plastic, right? Or using utensils instead of plastic utensils, right? Or wood. I mean, when we went to Bronner's, right? And they have, it's super cool. The Bronner's, Dr. Bronner's organization buys, or actually cooks vegan meals for all their employees every day, which actually turns out they're more productive, they're less sick, they're healthier, they're happier, right? But they had wooden utensils that they were given. We drank out of glasses instead of out of plastic cups. So they're very, very conscious. And if everyone does that, right, it can make a big impact just by doing it one or two times, even once, or even eating a plant-based diet once a week, right, or twice a week, and not having meat makes a huge impact on our environment. So there's a lot we can do that's simple and straightforward, and just being cognizant of what you're putting in your body and how makes a big difference.
Absolutely. And it was really good to do that Bronner's tour and see how that company operates, at least from the small little perspective that we got. But it was really inspiring as we're building our own companies and looking at that business model and how they operate from top down and bottom up. Everybody's included. Everybody's part of it. And everybody takes ownership and accountability. And they're all happy. The energy in the workplace was like, wow, this is the type of company and the type of employees I'd like to have around me.
Yeah, no, it's super cool. And that was my third time there. I went, I think, road trip two. And we did a rock the boat thing with them. Even in a week, they were able to galvanize an entire area, 30 vendors, a band. I mean, these guys, they really know how to do it, right? And they do it right. And it's super cool.
So back to KaiaFest. So we'll do the symposium tomorrow, Friday, from noon to 5. And then Saturday and Sunday is the recreation part of that, and that's going out and enjoying the music for 2 days with all the Marleys, Lauryn Hill, Cypress Hill, and a whole slew of different performers. And you can find out more information at KaiaFestivals.com.
It's going to be an epic weekend. I mean, to go from Earth Day to KaiaFest, it's just, and even in between, we had the Bronner's. We're going out tonight. We're going to go see a factory that creates hemp bread and hemp pasta. And have dinner there as well. I mean, it's just, there's so much amazing stuff happening just in Southern California. It's just real cool to be here for a couple of weeks to take it all in.
Yeah, it's been a great trip thus far, and looking forward for the next few days. Head back to Colorado Monday night and back at it. Start preparing to go to Greece in a month. That's the next thing.
Yeah, that's going to be insane. We're both speaking at the Balkan Cannabis Expo, right?
Balkanabis.
And we're going to be speaking there. That sounds like it could go so many different ways, but it's just the Balkans. So Ball Cannabis. And then from there, I'm speaking also at the European Industrial Hemp Association event in Cologne a couple weeks later. I think you're going to kind of tour up Bulgaria, Romania kind of area, right, is what you're looking to do after Greece?
That's what it looks like at the moment. That's subject to change, but we had talked about possibly doing that train route and going up there through exactly Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, maybe into Poland. We'll take a look at all the different places we can hit. It'd be nice to go to Romania and see the hemp flax set up.
Oh, that'd be super sweet, actually. Yeah, for sure. We can figure all that out. But we'll be there for a couple of weeks, and then back when we got the Southern Hemp Expo, we got Hawaii coming in. I mean, it's just packed full of events, and we just launched the merchandise, the oneplanethemp.com website that has merchandise and t-shirts and hats and books and all sorts of cool stuff. So there's a lot of moving parts, but a lot of really cool stuff happening, and it's good to see the fruit of our labors finally coming to fruition.
Right. Yeah. And speaking of oneplanethemp.com, that is our new merchandise store, and you can get your very own Hemp Hustler t-shirt on that site. Which I got in another order today. We've got in orders the last 2 days as we just flipped that site on. So that Hemp Hustler t-shirt is selling.
Yeah, man, it's sweet. We're going to get a red. We're getting a red. We have a black with a white print. We have our standard green and our turquoise. And I got actually on Instagram, 3 more people wanted it today. So we got if anyone's looking to run operations and inventory, we're going to need to hire someone, I think, pretty quick.
Yes, we are. We are looking to hire some people for different things. We're looking for somebody on the paper side, too, that can help process orders, understands file setup, printing. If you've got a background in commercial printing, design, and understand all that, print brokering, give me a call. info@treefreehemp.com.
Yeah, so out of the 15 people that are listening, if three of you call, we have jobs for you. Except for mom, you don't need to call. You're good. I got you taken care of anyway, so you're good. Love you. But the other 14, definitely get after it.
Exactly. If you want to be in the hemp industry, now is the time.
Well, no, this is our 17th episode, 18th episode.
It is, right? Our 18th episode, yes.
So we sure as hell better have 18. So out of the 18 people, right, minus mom, so 17 people, we better have at least 17 people listening.
Yeah, hopefully.
If you're listening, call in so that we know you're listening.
Yeah, but we're not going to give you the number to call into because it's a private number. You just got to figure it out on your own.
And that's actually the way our government works. Earlier, when Trump first came in, he was like, oh, we haven't heard anything about this, that, or cannabis, or this, or that, or the other. And I'm like, okay, so let's call him. So I posted the White House number on a lot of our different social media sites and such, and we called it, and the number was disconnected. So he said, we haven't heard from you. And then you'd email, and the email couldn't go through. So they essentially shut down their ability to accept communication so that they didn't hear from the public, which was a very cute way of saying they didn't hear anything because they physically couldn't, because you couldn't talk to them in any form. So not that we're that nefarious. We just haven't set up a call-in number. So that's why you can't call us.
But one of these days, we're going to have a better setup so people can call in live, because we're going to find, with another job available, our podcast producer.
Yes. We better have 20 people so at least four of them can get jobs. That's a 25% return rate. So if you listen to Let's Talk Hemp, there's a 25% chance you're getting a job.
If you're one of the 20 listeners.
Yeah, if the listeners are 20 and there's only four jobs available, but let's assume that's the case. So literally, if you listen to this podcast, you're in luck. 1 in 4 chance you're going to have a job in the next month with us.
Do you think that all of our listeners are unemployed?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think demographically speaking, I would say probably 90% of them are employed, but 80% of those would want to work with us. So I consider that like you have a chance to work with us. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Do you think they're unemployed?
No, not necessarily. I was just kind of throwing out the question.
I mean, if you've gotten so far to find Let's Talk Hemp, you're probably a little bit aware and enlightened, right? Because you're probably not. I mean, we're not advertising to McDonald's and Walmart, so if you're going to that every day, you're probably not listening to this show. And if you are, good for you. I mean, you should tell other people at Walmart and McDonald's about it, but I don't think that's our demographic.
Probably not. You know what is our demographic? So we went to the Bonsai Bowl here in Newport to get some breakfast.
Okay.
And
awesome. I love that place.
It is. And so not only do they have GMO soy milk on their menu, they've also got coconut milk, almond milk, and they have hemp milk. Everything is an upgrade except for hemp milk, which is free. They don't charge an upgrade. So this place is pro hemp, and they've got hemp hearts. And I tell you what, the smoothie that I got there with hemp milk that I replaced the coconut milk in, and I threw in some hemp seeds. I got my hemp this morning, and it was really good. So thumbs up to Bonsai Bowl here on Balboa Island in Newport Beach.
Right on. Bonsai! Do you have to say that when you eat, like, your first bite, like, before you eat it? Do you have to, like, have to put the chopstick in the air and go, bye-bye, and then, like, eat it?
Oh, well, I didn't do that. Maybe I was supposed to do that.
Yeah, I think if you do that, it's free. I think it's, like, the secret. It's like animal sauce at In-N-Out. It's, like, the secret thing you got to know that you got to know, you know?
Hey, speaking of In-N-Out, we did eat that, too.
How was it? I'm not going to do it, but how was it?
It was okay. We did that down in San Diego, but I've eaten In-N-Out before. They're okay burgers. I guess if you hadn't done it before, then it's good to at least try it. I also had a Jack in the Box, which I hadn't done in a long time, and their food was about as mediocre and crappy as I remember it being.
Oh my God, dude. One time we had Jack in the Box in San Diego after a hard night out before we went to deep sea fishing, and my three buddies couldn't handle it and ended up throwing up over the side of the boat and were like seasick the whole time, and which was actually cool because I could handle it, and then actually I caught more fish because there was like chum in the water. So so that was my last Jack in the Box.
Your last Jack in the Box. Well, I think that I just had my last Jack in the Box a couple days ago.
Yeah, that's why I can't have my... But dude, actually, we're staying here with Chris Husong from Elixmo. let us crash at his pad, and he took us to Coach and I to this place called Plant Food, and it's an old gas station that is now a vegan fast food restaurant. So we had like milkshakes with coconut milk and coconut and almond milk and cashew milk, and I don't know if they had hemp milk or not, but like the burgers were all based in like, you know, soy or potatoes or all sorts of different stuff. It was super good. So that's California. It's all vegan and vegetarians.
Well, not all.
Not all, but that's why everyone's so damn healthy here, I think.
I tell you what, some of these bonsai bowls, you get a small one and it could feed like three people. You get the large one, it could feed like a family. They're huge.
Bonsai!
All right, man. Well, we should wrap this thing up and we'll catch each other. I guess we'll meet each other at the pasta factory later on today.
Yeah, we'll see you there at 1:30.
All right. I'll remember to bring the camera.
That would be fantastic.
All right.
Awesome. But well, I will see you soon.
All right. Take care. We'll see you in a bit.
Bye.
Bye. And we're back here on Let's Talk Hemp in the 422. And this week we have Preston Whitfield flying out to California to join me and Rick at Kaya Fest and Education Before Recreation. What is happening, Preston?
Nothing much, man. Getting prepared for launch here. Looking forward to being in California and, yeah, educating before we recreate.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what that is. What is Education Before Recreation? And then what is Kaya Fest, for that matter?
So Kaya Fest is a celebration of Bob Marley's song Kaya, and it was inspired by and founded by Stephen Marley, the son of Bob Marley. And this is, so the whole principle was to create an educational symposium to help inspire people to get out and get into the cannabis industry, to help it grow. And then collaborating with the entire Marley family and having some recreation. So 2 days of concerts, including the entire Marley family that's in the music industry to date, as well as some other special guests, including Lauryn Hill, Cypress Hill, and a whole bunch of others. So that's the principle. We're in our second year now of development of this. First year was in Miami. This second year is in San Bernardino, California, and then there's more to come.
Well, we were out in Miami last year to do this first one over 420, 421, and 422, and it was a great event. It was a lot of fun. The symposium came off really well. It was pretty much a full house at the museum that we did it out last year. So I'm looking forward to doing this again.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. Morris and I were able to be on the stage at the same time, and I didn't realize, but it was a full crowd. And as I stepped off the stage, I looked in the back and noticed Rita Marley in the crowd. And that was really, really cool just to have the family represented there and being with us as we were doing that.
Well, you've been really the guy driving the ship on getting NoCo to collaborate with Kaya Fest and this education component. So thanks for putting that together. Who's all speaking this year at the symposium?
So quite a lineup. Let's start with you. We got Morris Beagle on the stage. Also, second, Mr. Rick Trojan. We have Doug Fine, Dan Hare, the son of Jack Hare. We have
a website that's got several people. Danny Billings, she's going to be there.
Yeah, Danny Billings, R.A. Sherman of Evo Hemp.
And there's several others that were on there. There's a Dr. Ginny. I don't have the website either. We just pulled into Newport Beach and are getting settled in the hotel.
I the same. Driving, getting ready to fly to meet you guys in California.
And Rick's like hanging out on the beach at a bar drinking.
No, I am not doing anything of the sort. I'm actually dealing with California traffic and super excited. And so I'm excited for you to get here, Preston, so we don't have to drive anymore. We can just enjoy educating people and enjoy the concert. We'll have the bus there and all that. But trying to find a parking spot for this bad boy on the beach is not good. We have a meeting we're getting ready for, so it's not a cup of tea here, Morris.
I'm sorry. I threw out an inappropriate accusation that was incorrect.
Okay. You do that all the time, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, well, most people around me are getting used to it, I guess.
I think that's okay.
I got forgiven.
That's why you have good friends. Exactly, that's exactly right. That's why we love you. But no, this festival is going to be super excited and impressive. Thank you so much for letting the road trip and again having Colorado Hemp Co. and Morris there. It's going to be a great experience and a great lineup.
Absolutely. Well, it's become a collaboration. I mean, it's been really quite an honor. I mean, one of the two foundations of my life are cannabis and reggae, and here we are. Thanks to NoCo Hemp Expo, Morris Beagle, and Colorado Hemp Company, we've been able to create these collaborations We are representing the educational component of Kaya Fest, sponsored by, if you look on the website, by NOCO and Colorado Hemp Company and Source Hemp. And
yeah, there's a good group of people that have come together for this event and other events that are happening down the road this year with the collaboration, different parts of the country, different parts of the world. So I think we're doing our part to get the message out there and put out the right intention.
Agreed.
We have to work together. We can always do more. And I think that's why we got Kaya. We got the Southern Hemp Expo coming out. You know, all three of us got to rock hemp today in Poland. It was great.
Yes. Yeah, it's been quite an exciting year. And then to have Athens coming up this year. And yeah, a lot of good things.
All right. So you're going to be flying in late tonight. Well, by the time people hear this, as we're always recording a day before. So you'll be in town and we'll be getting ready to rock it in San Bernardino with Kaya Fest. What's the address for that? Because it's not just KayaFest.com. What is it?
It is KayaFestivals.com. So KayaFestivals with an S.com.
And we've got 2 days of music and then 1 day of the symposium. What? Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
yeah.
Correct?
So Friday, the symposium starts at noon and goes until 5. World-renowned speakers, as we talked about before. And then that is the ramp into the recreation part, which is going to be 2 days of music.
And it looks like we're supposed to have beautiful 80-degree weather all weekend.
The whole time. I know. I saw that. Absolutely, yeah. Mid-70s to 80 the whole time. So I'm excited about that.
Well, we'll let you get back to getting ready to pack your bags and get out here and join us.
Right on. Well, we'll see you very, very soon.
Take care, Preston.
All right. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Thanks again to Preston Whitfield for joining us on the 422, and we look forward to participating at Kaya Fest this coming weekend. And again, for more information, check out www.kayafestivals.com, and we hope to see you out there for some education before recreation. Until next time, rock on.